Sometimes project management, it can feel a bit like walking through a minefield, like always trying to figure out what could go wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what we're diving into today, project risk management and how to be like a master of those what ifs.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at this guy that breaks it all down,
Okay.
how to approach this strategically and proactively so you can kind of be on top of it all.
What I think is really interesting is that, a lot of projects, they kind of fail because of risks that weren't managed well.
Yeah.
And this guide, it actually talks about some pretty serious consequences, like, missing deadlines or the budget going completely off track,
Oh, yeah.
or even sometimes the entire project failing.
Yeah, that's definitely not the road trip we want to be on.
Right.
So instead of just crossing our fingers and hoping for the best, how do we take control?
Well, this guide lays out these four main steps for managing project risk. And the big thing they emphasize is that it's not just a one-time thing.
Right.
It's a process that you keep doing throughout the entire project.
Okay, so let's get into these steps.
Yeah.
The first one is risk identification, which seems kind of straightforward.
Yeah.
Is it as simple as it sounds?
At its core, it really is. Yeah. It's kind of like when you're planning a road trip. You
Yeah.
think about all the things that could possibly go wrong, right? Like you
Yeah.
could get a flat tire, or you could hit a massive traffic jam,
Oh, yeah.
or maybe there's an unexpected detour.
Right.
And projects, they have their own versions of those things.
Yeah.
So this step is all about brainstorming, all those potential problems.
Makes sense, but we're not talking about like one person sitting alone brainstorming all this, right?
No, definitely not. The guide really emphasizes that you need to get your whole project team involved.
Okay.
And even more importantly, the stakeholders too. Getting all those different perspectives is super crucial because something that might seem totally insignificant to one person could be a huge red flag for someone
Like
else.
getting a 360-degree view of the road ahead. And listener, while we're on this topic, I want you to think about your own project.
Yeah.
What are some of those potential bumps in the road for you? What are the things that could throw you off course?
Yeah. The more specific you can be at this stage, the more prepared you'll be.
Right.
So don't be afraid to like really dig deep and explore all the possibilities.
All right, so we've got our potential roadblocks mapped out.
Okay.
But a good road trip plan doesn't just, identify the hazards, it prepares for them too.
Right.
So what's the next step in our risk management roadmap?
So next comes risk assessment, and this is where we figure out how likely each risk is to actually happen.
Okay.
And if it does happen, what the impact would be.
So kind of like checking the weather forecast and the road conditions before you head out on your trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So how do we actually go about assessing these risks? What's the process?
Well, the guide mentions two main approaches, qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative is more about using your judgment and your experience to kind of rank the risks as like high, medium, or low based on, how likely they are to happen and what the impact would be.
So a bit more of a gut feeling approach.
Yeah, you could say that, but it's still informed by what you know about the project and your experience, right?
Okay.
Then on the other hand, you have quantitative risk assessment, which is where you actually use data and like statistical analysis
Wait.
to get more precise numbers for the probability and the impact.
Ah, so that's where the spreadsheets come in.
Right, exactly.
Seems like choosing the right approach would really depend on the project itself and what kind of data you have available.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, this is making me think about all the different types of risks.
Yeah.
What if there's a risk with a really high impact, but the probability of it happening is super low? Like, what if, I don't know, a meteor hits our office building? That would be catastrophic, but I mean, probably not worth losing sleep over, right?
That's a great point. It really shows how important it is to assess these risks properly.
Right.
Now, you probably have some more realistic risks to think about in your project,
Yeah, definitely.
but listener, what kind of approach feels right for your project? Is it more of a gut feeling situation,
Right.
or do you need to dive into some serious data analysis?
I'm starting to see how these pieces fit together.
Yeah.
We've identified the risks, we've assessed them.
Right.
Now it's time to start planning our response.
Exactly. So now that we know what we're dealing with, we need to figure out what we're actually going to do about it.
Okay.
This is step three, risk response planning.
So this is where we pack our toolkit with strategies to tackle these risks head on.
Exactly. So the guide, it lays out four main strategies: avoidance, mitigation, transfer, and acceptance.
Okay.
Risk avoidance is all about, either completely eliminating the risk or making it so unlikely to happen that it's basically off the table.
So if we were worried about running into bad weather on our road trip, we might choose to delay our departure until conditions improve.
Exactly.
So that's avoidance in action.
Yep, exactly.
Then we have mitigation, which focuses on reducing the impact of the risk if it does happen.
Yeah.
Like packing a spare tire and an emergency kit for that road trip, just in case.
Yeah, that's a great example of mitigation.
Okay, so it's like having a backup plan.
Right.
What about risk transfer?
So risk transfer is basically shifting the responsibility for handling the risk to someone else.
Oh, okay.
Like if you buy travel insurance,
okay,
you're paying someone else to take on the financial burden if something goes wrong.
Makes sense. And then finally, we have acceptance, which I'm guessing is about acknowledging that a risk exists, but deciding it's not worth the effort to avoid it or mitigate it.
Exactly. Sometimes the cost of addressing a risk is just way too high.
Yeah.
Or the risk itself is so minor that it's better to just accept it and move on.
Yeah.
It's not about ignoring the risk. It's about making a conscious decision to accept it.
So each of these strategies gives us a different way to approach risk.
Yeah.
Listener, I'm curious, which one of these resonates most with you and your project?
It's important to remember, too, that you might use different strategies for different risks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's all about finding the right fit for your specific situation.
So we've identified our risks, we've assessed them, and now we even have a plan for how we're going to respond.
Right.
Feels like we're ready to hit the road.
Almost. There's one crucial step left.
Ooh, intriguing.
And it might be the most important one of all.
Okay, tell me more about this final step.
This final step is all about risk monitoring and control. Basically, it's the ongoing maintenance to keep your risk management plan effective throughout the project.
So it's like regularly checking your car's oil and tire pressure, you know, even after you've already planned your route and packed your bags.
Yeah, exactly. Just because you assessed risks at the beginning doesn't mean that new ones won't pop up along the way or that existing risks won't change. The project landscape, it's dynamic. Just like road conditions can change when you're on a road trip.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We need to stay vigilant and be ready to adjust course if needed. So what are some practical ways to do that?
The guide really emphasizes having regular check-ins, you know, progress reports, open communication. Think of it like using a GPS navigation system on your road trip. It gives you real-time updates and alerts you about any changes in the route or traffic conditions.
So we need to establish clear communication channels and make risk a regular part of our project conversations.
Exactly. And remember, new risks can emerge at any point and existing risks can evolve. So having a system in place to track those changes can make a huge difference.
This makes me think about accountability too.
Yeah.
If everyone on the team is aware of the risks and understands their role in managing them,
right,
it creates a much stronger foundation for success.
Absolutely. Having that shared sense of responsibility leads to better decision making and a more proactive approach to risk management.
That's a great point. It's not just the project manager's job to worry about risk. It's a team effort. Listener, what systems or tools can you put in place to stay on top of risks throughout your project? Are you using any project management software that has risk tracking features? Do you have regular risk review meetings?
Those are all great things to think about. Finding the right tools and processes that work for you and your team can make risk management feel less like a burden and more like a natural part of your workflow.
So far, we've been talking about the ideal scenario.
Right.
Where everything goes according to plan and we're able to manage risks effectively. But let's face it, not all road trips are smooth sailing.
Yeah.
What are some of the common challenges that project managers might encounter when it comes to risk management?
The guide actually talks about some of those pain points, and one of the biggest ones is resistance to change. You know, people naturally gravitate towards what's familiar. So introducing new processes or ideas, especially around something as potentially sensitive as risk, can be met with pushback.
That's understandable. I mean, people might feel like you're adding more work or complexity to their plates, or maybe they don't fully understand the value of risk management.
Exactly. And the guide also highlights another common challenge, a lack of stakeholder engagement.
Okay.
If the people who are ultimately impacted by the project aren't on board with the risk management process,
right,
it's going to be an uphill battle. Imagine trying to convince everyone in your car to agree on the same route and destination. It can get a little tricky.
It definitely takes effort to get everyone aligned and moving in the same direction.
Yeah.
But Thankfully, the guide also offers some tips for overcoming these challenges.
It does. And the overarching theme is communication.
Yeah.
Keeping everyone informed and involved throughout the entire risk management process is so important.
So it's like making sure everyone in the car understands the route, the potential detours, and the reasons why you chose that particular path.
Precisely. When everyone understands the why behind risk management and how it benefits them and the project as a whole, they're more likely to buy in and participate.
Yeah.
Transparency and collaboration are key. And I think it ties back to what we were saying earlier about being proactive. Don't wait for a flat tire to start thinking about your spare.
Mm.
You know, address risks early and often to prevent them from becoming big problems later on.
Absolutely. And actually, on that note, the guide also talks about some of the aspirations that project managers have when it comes to risk management.
Okay. Tell me about those aspirations. What are project managers hoping to achieve?
Well, first and foremost, they aspire to manage those project risks successfully. They want to be able to navigate that complex landscape of project execution and delivery without things going completely off the rails.
So it's about feeling confident and in control, knowing that you have a plan in place to deal with any bumps in the road that you might encounter.
Exactly. And beyond that, they're looking to foster a culture of accountability and adaptability within the project team. It's not just about one person managing all the risks. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels empowered to identify and address risks as they come up.
I love that. It's like everyone in the car being able to point out potential hazards and suggest alternative routes. It creates a much safer and more enjoyable trip.
That's a great analogy. And when you have that shared sense of responsibility, it also leads to better decision making. Hmm. The guide talks about how project managers aspire to make informed decisions about resource allocation and develop solid contingency plans.
It's all about being prepared, knowing that you've got backup options if things go sideways.
Right. It's not just about reacting to problems as they come up. It's about anticipating potential challenges and having a plan in place to mitigate them.
So, listener, as we're talking about these aspirations, I want you to think about your own goals for risk management. What are you striving for? What would success look like for you and your team?
It's a great question to reflect on. And remember, those aspirations might evolve as your project progresses.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the fundamental steps of risk management to the common challenges and aspirations that project managers face. But how do we bridge the gap between those anxieties and challenges and achieve that sense of confidence and success?
That's exactly what we're going to explore in the final part of our deep dive. We'll be looking at some practical strategies and actionable tips to help you really level up your risk management game.
Stay tuned. We're about to equip you with the tools you need to become a true risk management ninja. All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We've been on this journey exploring project risk management, talking about everything from, you know, identifying those potential hazards to understanding the challenges and aspirations that project managers often face.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time to reach our destination.
Okay.
Equipping you with those practical strategies to navigate the sometimes turbulent waters of project risk.
Right.
I'm ready to transform from, you know, a risk-averse driver into a confident navigator.
Okay.
So what are some tangible takeaways that our listeners can actually implement to really level up their risk management game?
Well, one key takeaway is that effective risk management isn't really about eliminating every single risk.
Yeah.
That's like trying to pave every single road perfectly smooth. It's just not realistic.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, unexpected bumps and detours, they're inevitable.
Exactly. It's more about being prepared and adaptable. You know, having the right tools and strategies to handle those unexpected turns in the road.
Mm.
So let's revisit those pain points that we discussed earlier and see if we can turn them into opportunities for improvement.
I like that, turning those roadblocks into stepping stones.
Exactly.
So first up was the challenge of keeping that risk management plan up to date.
Right.
Any tips for tackling that one?
Well, the key here is to integrate risk management into your regular project routines. You know, instead of treating it like a separate document that just gets filed away,
right,
make it a living, breathing part of your project workflow.
So it's like checking your GPS regularly throughout your road trip, not just relying on that initial route guidance. Yeah.
Exactly. Make it a standing agenda item to review and update the risk register during your project meetings. And encourage your team members to report any new risks that they've identified or any changes in the existing risk landscape.
So it's about cultivating that constant awareness,
right,
making sure everyone has their eyes on the road, ready to flag any potential hazards.
Yeah.
Now, what about those unexpected curveballs we talked about, like technology failures or project extensions, personnel changes.
Mm-hmm.
How can we be more proactive in those situations?
Well, I think the first step is acknowledging that these things will happen.
Okay.
It's not a matter of if, but when.
Right.
So it's less about trying to prevent every possible flat tire and more about making sure we have a spare tire on hand and know how to change it.
Right.
So once we accept that unexpected events are just part of the journey, we can start building in contingencies.
Okay.
What's our backup plan if a key technology fails? How will we adjust the schedule if the project gets extended? What processes do we have in place to onboard new team members quickly and efficiently?
Having those backup plans can be a lifesaver when the unexpected inevitably happens.
Right.
It's like having a roadmap that shows those alternative routes in case of road closures or detours.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of communication. When those curveballs come our way, clear and consistent communication with the team and stakeholders is absolutely crucial. Imagine you're on a road trip and you encounter a detour.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want everyone in the car to be aware of the situation and understand the new route?
Of course, definitely. Mm-hmm. Keeping everyone informed helps maintain that trust and make sure everyone's aligned and working towards the same destination.
Exactly. And remember, even with the best planning and preparation, risks can still impact our projects. That's where adaptability comes in. Be flexible, be willing to adjust your plans as needed. And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes we need to consult a map or ask for directions to get back on track.
That's such a valuable reminder. Sometimes we can get so focused on being the hero driver that we forget the importance of collaboration and seeking support.
Yeah, and the guide, it highlights the importance of fostering a culture of accountability and adaptability within the team. It's about empowering everyone to take ownership of risk management and contribute their perspectives and be a part of finding those solutions. It's like having a team of skilled navigators,
yeah,
all working together to ensure a successful journey.
As we wrap up this deep dive into project risk management, what's the one key message you want our listeners to take away?
Project risk management isn't about eliminating all risks. It's about embracing uncertainty, being prepared, and adapting along the way. It's about building that resilient team and creating a robust process that can handle any bumps in the road.
I love that. Listener, remember, this is just the beginning of your journey to becoming a more confident and capable project manager. Keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep those lines of communication open.
And before we sign off, I'd like to leave you with one final thought. The guide mentions technology failures as a common pain point. But how can you actually use technology to enhance your risk management efforts? Are there any tools or platforms out there that can streamline the process, improve collaboration, or even provide deeper insights into those potential risks? I'll leave that for you to think about as you continue on your project management journey.
That's a great question to consider. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into project risk management. We hope you've gained valuable insights and practical strategies to navigate the world of projects with confidence and success. Until next time.